KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Another week.
Another week of On the Water, in the Air.
Not only the frost on the pumpkin.
Don't shoot your foot this week.
Don't shoot your foot. The bucks are in rut.
Bucks are in rut. The ice is starting to form.
I hit one.
The ducks and the geese only have a spot out on the big lakes.
Yeah, it's getting cold. It's almost hard water season.
Geez.
I got my auger fired up. My wife is now in full panic mode.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Another mass shooting this morning or last night.
What? Oh, in Thousand
Interesting.
Oaks.
Yeah, Thousand Oaks. You know, not in South Dakota.
I'd rather talk about the ice.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? But you know what I thought of?
What's that?
They were interviewing a couple young, studly men this morning. I'm like, what? Not these two guys.
No, yeah,
not
it was
these
us.
Two guys. I'm like, what makes a military law enforcement type of person versus one that is not a military law enforcement type of person? And they were talking about the sheriff's deputy meeting them at, they were trying to get out as fast as they could, and the sheriff's deputy that got shot was trying to run in. And yeah. I'm like, wow, there's the difference.
Yep. That's
now he was armed. Don't get me wrong, but while the dude's reloading, I'm like, what type of person would you be? Would you tackle the dude or would you run when he reloads?
That's really hard to say until you're in that situation.
It really is, but it is good time for self-reflection because every situation is going to be different. But, you know, what type of person are you? Are you the one to run when he's reloading, or are you going to get after him? That is a goofy, goofy place in your mind, isn't it?
I know who is reloading. The liberals. Cue the gun control nuts. We're going to continue to not pay attention to crazy people and take away everybody's guns.
Ooh, yeah, take them away. Man, it's going to solve it all.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You take them away, they're going to kill you or something else. They're still going to be crazy.
And Big Dan was on one of the networks this morning because I have to flip them to all of them because you got to get all the angles on these things. And Big Dan was like, you've got to arm those guys. You got to arm those guys that are sitting at the front end of those and the bouncers. But he goes, guess what they hit? They hit the gun-free zones.
Absolutely.
Now, isn't that
Well, you know, they should outlaw guns. It works so well with drugs.
Oh, it has, hasn't
They
it?
Outlaw drugs. Nobody has them.
Hey, we can't go to North Dakota now for a free high.
Oh, did they deny that?
They denied the recreational use of marijuana.
Boy.
Now we got to go to Winnipeg.
Or Denver.
Not $99 out of that Watertown airport. Boom,
That's
boom,
right.
boom.
Yep, pretty soon they're going to call that the weed flight.
The weed flight, yes. But how are you going to get home?
Hey, designated driver. The pilot's bringing you home, too. It's a two-way trip.
Oh, we're going to go to the Ice Institute here in a few minutes.
Yeah, we're gaining ice. I'm telling you, when I say my wife is a little bit nervous, she's scared to death. I got my ice fishing stuff ready. I'm about 3 days away from touching my toe on the ice to see if I can get out there.
And do we go on the ice when it's a couple inches? Is that when we start this thing?
Well, it's really hard to tell until I'm on it.
Until you're through.
No, we're a ways away. We're going to warm up. So I know people are going to get jumpy. And all kidding aside, this is not going to be safe.
Well, when I get up at 4:35, the first thing I look at is a seven-day forecast. And right at the end of it,
we're going to break above.
It's finally going to come like 40 degrees.
Yeah, it's okay in January
as long as it freezes
at night. But when you're trying to make the ice and the ground's still warm and the water's relatively warm, it's not a good time to think that we're making anything.
The next 6 days could make ice, though.
Even it could, and it could cool
especially
the ground.
Especially on the smaller lakes.
That's right. It could cool the ground enough so that there's no heat left, you know, and then we'll start making ice. But right now, we're still taking heat from the bottom.
Yeah. Let's see. Visitation for a famous, world-famous stump.
Yes.
Over in DeSmit. Is that tonight?
It's tonight. I'm not sure of the time, but Ostis Unaholm is in charge of the arrangements.
Prayer and
visitation
in DeSmit tonight.
At the Lutheran Church.
Yep. He lost one of the battles in life, and
He's a better place now.
Yes, and a lot of people knew him in the fishing and hunting industry, but mostly fishing. He just loved it. So.
Loved it a lot.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So funeral's tomorrow at 10:30.
Funeral tomorrow. The forces will be out for him.
Yep, there'll be a lot of people there.
All right, our prayers for Stump and his family and his friends.
Yeah. Bet.
All right, what else is going on?
Well, let's see. We got the Ice Institute coming up this weekend.
Ooh. What great weather for that.
It is. I tell you what, I can't wait.
You know, the farmers are waiting for the top 3-4 inches to freeze up hard now so they can get back in. But, you know, that's going to happen. But those farmers love to fish.
Get down and check out the Ice Institute. And this year, you should go down there because I know Dennis Kasubi is speaking again. And at his advanced age, you might not get to see him much longer. So get out and say hi to Dennis.
he'll start, you know, fumbling through the words a little more.
Oh, yeah, he's going to kill me when we go to the funeral tomorrow.
You know, Kasubi, you know, the drool starts coming down the right side first of your mouth.
That's right. That's right. When you start shaking uncontrollably, grab a jigging rod, Dennis.
We're going to talk about the Ice Institute.
Yes, we are, with a guy who started this, I believe, 11 years ago.
Wow. Good morning. Are we live and on the air with Todd Heitkamp?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. Are you the weather guy?
Yes, I am the weather guy.
That's also...
But right now he's the fishing guy.
He's the fishing guy today. That's interesting. I like when I typed that. When I typed your name out this morning, I'm going, I'm scratching my head just a little. You know, you got to do that when you're Norwegian.
And I scratched the other end.
and I'm like, okay, I know Pat Heitkamp, but I don't know Todd. And then we get here and we're like, he's a weather guy. So, Todd, just like a fishing report, are we, you know, the weather report, the fishing report, are we about half right?
Told people a lot of times, you know, with my full-time job being in charge of the National Weather Service and then also owning a bait shop, I lie to people a lot with the forecast and the fishing report.
I'm a professional liar with a full-time career.
Yeah, exactly. You know, is it any strange coincidence that we're dealing with light snow and cold today and into the weekend, and we have the Ice Institute at the same time? A lot of people think I have a little bit more power than what I actually do.
Oh, man, you are.
Well, I'd take luck over power any day, and it looks like it's a great weekend for your institute.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it really is.
Todd, we remember when this started up quite a few years ago as just a little show in the Dakota Angler right there in Sioux Falls, and things have changed, haven't they?
Oh, they really have. I mean, you talked about, you know, my good friend Dennis Kasubi, and you're right. You, when he sees you, you're going to have a lot of, the paybacks are hell, if you know what I mean. But, but you know, Dennis was with me from the initial show that we had, and we had 75 people that attended that, 10 years ago, and it's hard to believe that this show has materialized now to the second largest ice fishing show in the nation.
Yeah, it's just behind St. Paul's, correct?
That's correct. You know, and that's where a lot of people have said, well, this is kind of like a mini St. Paul. And, you know, I want to, you know, do a little contrast between us and St. Paul because we have the seminars right there, right next to where the showroom is at. So what the purpose of the Institute is it's really to educate people on how they can use that equipment to make their time on the ice more effective and more efficient and more enjoyable. And so the people can take that knowledge out on the ice and interact also throughout the weekend with the professionals such as Dennis Kasubi and Brian Brozell, Brad Hawthorne, to name a few, to really fine-tune their skills to make the most of their time on the ice.
You know what else we have? We voted in the conservatives. They voted in the liberals.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. But come to South Dakota, we don't suck as bad.
We have one more thing over St. Paul. Just kidding, everybody. I'm a liberal too some days. That's when I was born a liberal.
There you go. And then I went to school and I got educated.
By liberals.
Actually, if you got Kasubi and you've got Brian Brozdahl, those two guys there are alone worth the trip to your show.
Well, it really is. I mean, we have a list of speakers that is second to none. We have Larry Smith from Larry Smith Outdoors, and he's coming in from Wisconsin. Nicole Stone, one of the top female ice fishermen coming in from North Dakota. We also have Troy Peterson coming in from Wisconsin as well. And then also, like I said, Brad Hawthorne from Ice Force in Minnesota. So that's just a few of the top names in the ice fishing industry. And they're all going to be under one roof this weekend at Sioux Falls Arena, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, awesome. Mr. Bluegill, Troy Peterson from Wisconsin, was one of them. I mean, good panfish experts. Coot, he's on the air right now talking that he's going to be there for HT Enterprises. Good to see.
Yep.
Good to hear from you, Coot. Paul Coot Williams, always been involved in the fishing industry. And Miss Stone, what part of North Dakota? If you don't know, that's fine.
Well, eastern North Dakota, but she does a lot of fishing up in Lake Winnipeg, and her seminar is going to be talking about going up to Lake Winnipeg and catching those greenbacks that a lot of people around our area tend to do more and more throughout the ice season. So and we're excited to have her in, coming in and representing Agri Tackle. Again, it's just going to be – we try to bring in a little bit of different flair each year. You know, and this year, not only with a few different presenters, but we also have 20 more vendors on hand than what we had last year. So that brings the total to about 80 to 85.
Oh, man.
And I tease Kasubi a lot, but there's not a guy in Northeast South Dakota that knows more about fishing. He's forgot more, well, at his age, he's forgot a lot, but he's forgot more about fishing than most people will ever know. He's good to listen to.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Dennis is a well-respected individual, he's a great friend of mine, and he is just one of our own, you know, that he talks about fishing and he makes it enjoyable where it makes it enjoyable to learn from him at the same time. So his seminar goes quickly because he has a lot of stories to tell, and he has a lot of wisdom to share with people. So I highly recommend people to get down and talk to Dennis.
Absolutely. I speak with him every year at Shields, and I'm telling you, he makes my day. If he quit going, I think I'd quit going.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I like it. You bet.
Want to remind everyone, we have Todd Heitkamp from Sioux Falls, the Ice Institute.
Dakota Angler Ice Institute starts when, Todd?
It starts tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Doors open at 3, and they're open till 9 p.m. Tomorrow. And then on Saturday, it's 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 3. And it's only $5 to get in the door. And we're with it being our 10th anniversary, we're going to be giving away a lot of things to commemorate that. One of them is a weekend trip for four to Lake of the Woods for a great ice fishing trip this year. So that's going to be free. You can just come in and register for that. Plus, we're going to be raffling off prizes, and a lot of that the benefit for Cure Kids Cancer here in Sioux Falls. There's just going to be all kinds of great deals that you're not going to see anyplace else other than at the Ice Institute this weekend.
Oh man, isn't that awesome!
Hey, I can't wait.
There's a lot of people chiming in on our Facebook Live post this morning. So Todd, if you have time later today, I know it's going to be a busy day getting ready. But if you don't have time, there's people making posts as to who's going to be showing up at the Ice Institute, and a good place to let everyone know if you're going to be there. Chime in here, make yourself known on your post.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can do that, and they can also go to the Dakota Angler Facebook page as well as the Ice Institute Facebook page, and that will have a listing of all the speakers and the times, as well as all the vendors and the booth map online as well.
All right.
And I got a couple questions for you. How did you get started in this, Todd?
Well, I would say it was a moment of insanity. I moved back to the Sioux Falls area 24 years ago, 1994. And I opened this business up in 2001, and I just thought it was an opportunity to raise my family, raise my kids into in a business that we all enjoy, because my kids enjoy fishing and the whole thing. The whole problem was that once you become involved in a business, you don't get to go out and do it as much as what you otherwise would.
Amen.
But really, to see it flourish the way it has, the good Lord has blessed us with that, and we couldn't be more happy with the results that we're seeing, and hopefully with this weekend with the Ice Institute, it culminates with that each year, and it's just been a blessing to myself and our family.
Well, it's a great deal. I sure enjoyed it. I was down for one of the first ones, and I can't wait to get down again to this one.
Well, I think people are going to be surprised and shocked at how much things have changed, and we still call it, the family-run operation. A lot of people can't believe that, let's say like St. Paul, that's run by a promoter. There's no other show like this that is run by a tackle business owner like myself. And so you just attach that all to that. We're trying to make it still family-run operation with a hometown feel to it, that you can rub elbows with the professionals, rub elbows with anyone that you want to, and learn from them and not be afraid to go up there and talk to them. And I think that's what we continue to strive for year after year.
And even us, you know, poor folk, too, we can show up with buy our fishing rod and our and look at some new and the latest, greatest jigs and plastics that has taken ice fishing into a whole different level. And really why people are getting involved is that you don't need to own a $50,000 boat, a $90,000 boat. You have, with the ice, the ability to move around and be in the hot spots.
Well, there's no doubt about that. That's the way, you know, ice fishing is continuing to expand and grow in popularity, mainly due to the fact what you were just referring to, that you don't need to have a boat to get out to the fish. It levels the playing field. You can walk out on the ice and do it safely, and that's where the Ice Institute will help you learn how to do that. But then also, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can all you need to have is something to drill a hole in the ice and you know, something to drop down there through it to catch a fish. So, again, you can spend as little as, let's say, $30 or as much as, you know, $30,000. It's up to the individual, and that's why the sport continues to grow year after year.
Yeah, I see Bros on the watching us right now live on Facebook.
Good morning, Bro Brosdahl. He's one of our favorite guests also, and he's going to be speaking.
He says ice is nice. That's right, bro. Is it freezing up there? Because it's freezing here, but not quite thick enough for the Norwegian.
Yeah, you know, and Brian will speak Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m., and, you know, Brian has been with us from the start as well. And these guys are have been tremendous friends and just loyal partners to the Ice Institute and to Dakota Anglo through the years, and without their help, this would not be possible. So, again, I appreciate each and every one of them.
You know, what's interesting, Todd, is when we're looking for guests, it's fun to have guests on that eat, breathe, and think fishing every minute that they're alive. And I've talked about Mr. Bro with a couple other professionals in the industry, and one of the best descriptions was from Tommy Scarless one time, and he's like, "That guy's the hippie fisherman. He breathes, eats fishing year round." And so, you know, when you have a chance, and you know, the other thing about Bro, like you said earlier, if you want to ask him a question, he'll just sit there and nicely hang out with you and talk to you like you're just everyday Joe, because Bro Brosdahl is everyday Joe. So everyone, this is part of the excitement of the Ice Institute, and we have Todd Heitkamp on, who's been leading this baby since the beginning, still family owned. And Todd, you know, in the last couple minutes, where will they find this? When will they find this? And how again, like the announce the Facebook pages that they can get information onto?
You bet. Well, the Ice Institute begins tomorrow, Friday, at 3. The doors open at 3 p.m., and then we're open until 9 tomorrow night. And then once again, Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission is $5 to get in the door, and it's going to be held at the Sioux Falls Arena. You walk in the door, and you give your $5 to my wife, and she'll thank you with a smile and the whole thing, and you're going to go through the doors for a weekend of fun. And it's just going to be all ice fishing that you can think of, everything that is the latest and greatest in the industry, you're going to see under one roof this weekend at the Sioux Falls Arena with the Dakota Angler Ice Institute.
Well, thank you, Todd. Any parting shots, any final questions that anyone may have, log on to their Facebook page. It will be a great event. Thank you for Todd to be with us here for a few minutes this morning and talk about some of the excitement. It's just kind of the downside of the year. We're kind of between hunting. We're not quite the deer season here in South Dakota. So get out, everyone.
And we're not ice fishing yet, people, but it's getting close.
Yeah, it's getting close. You know, and the whole thing is, again, if they want more information, they can go on our Facebook page, as we mentioned, at the Dakota Angler Facebook page or the Dakota Angler Ice Institute page. It's going to be there as well. And if they have questions, they can also call the store, which is 605-336-9132.
You have any ice fishing jigs for sale?
Just a few.
Just a few. Loaded up, huh?
There's going to be all kinds of jigs from all around the area, you know, from small mom-and-pop operations and everything else. And that's the good thing is, We're going to have vendors coming in from as far away as the state of Washington, as well as the state of Florida, Wisconsin, Iowa, you name it. They're all going to be at the Sioux Falls Arena.
All right.
Don't trust the ice fishing salesman from Florida. Just saying.
Pre-qualified that one, didn't we?
Yeah, you better check him out once or twice.
He's probably selling ice shacks down there.
August sales are rough in Orlando right now.
All right, another week of On the Water in the Air. We want to thank Todd Heitkamp. Thank you, Todd.
And, bro, we got to get you back on the radio.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
Anytime you want me, you give me a holler.
All righty. All right, well, we're going to send this baby over for the top of the hour news. Over to Randy Grimes. Thank you.